죽으로 내 타이거 브레만난디 흐리흐리보
Hari Jaya Giri
Paramahamsa Parivajikacharyavaya, the stota visata Sri Srimad's divine grace. O Bhai Charnaravindu Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jayam Vishnuvad Paramahamsa Parivajikacharyavaya, the stota visata Sri Srimad's divine grace. Singha Guru Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Nidvaishnava Brinda Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Premsikoho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sari Gaur Bhakta Brinda Ki Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Radhakon Shamakon Giri Govardhana Ki Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Shri Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Ganga Mai Jamuna Mai Ki Bhakti Devi Tosi Maharani Ki Grandharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Shri Shri Radhika Ramanju Ki Shri Madhujara Saganaiti Murti Mahabhav Prakash Jagannath Swami Ki Shri Jagannath Shri Bhavadev Shrimati Subhadramai Sudarshan Ju Ki Shri Shri Krishna Balarama Ju Ki Shri Shri Gaur Nityananda Prabhu Ki Sankirtan Jagya Ki Brihad Madanga Bhukti Shibhushan Ki Goprem Anandi Hari Hari Samaveda Bhakta Binda Ki All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri, Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Narayanam namaskrityam naram shchaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jaya mudirayat vidhi ramayane shchaiva purane bharate tata adavande cha madhye cha hari sarvatra gihyate Mukham karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim Yat kripa tamaham bande shigurum dinataranam Paramananda madhavam Paramananda Paramananda he madhava Padunda luchi makaranda Se makaranda panakori anande bolo hari hari harinka name vandavela parikori ve chakadola se chakadolanga paraye manamo rahuri randare Manamo nirandare rahu ha Krishna boli jiva jao ha Krishna boli jao jiva mote udare radhava mote udare radhava Mote udara radhadava Dharma projita kaita vota paramo nirmatsvaram sattam Vedyam vastava matyavastu shivadam tapatrayon mulanam Srimad bhagavate mahamune krite kimva parayishvara Sadyo hridya varudyate tkritibhishu shushu vistakshanat Nigamakopataro galitam valam shukamukadam ipradrava samyutam Pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam mohoroho rasikabu vibhavuka Anartopasamam sakshad bhakti yogam harhoksaje Lokasya janito vidvams chakri satvata samhitam Yashyam vaishyamanayam krishne paramapurushe Bhaktir upadyate pumsa shoka moha vayapaha Srimad bhagavatam puranam amalam yad vaishnavanam priyam Yasmin paramahamsam ekam amalam jnanam param giyate Tatra jnana vairagya bhakti sahitam naiskaramyam aviskritam tachchin van supaten vichana paro bhaktya vamuchin naraha arto yam brahma sutranam paratarta vanirnayaha gayatri bhashyarupo sovedarta paribhramitaha sarva vedetihasanam saram saram samudriham sarva vedanta saram hi shrimad bhagavatam ishyate tadrasam rita triptasya nanyatra sadvachi kuchit krishna bhakti rasa swarup shri bhagavata tate veda shashahoite paramamahadva chari veda upanishade jata kichu hoya tara arta lana vyasa korila sanchaya jesu tre jero vishaya vachana bhagavate sehru shlokani bandana jivira nistara lagi sutra koilo vyasa mayavari vasya shunile hoya sarvanasha jaho bhagavata pada vaishnavirastane Ekanda Shayakara Chaitanya Charane Bhagavata Jainamane Sejavana Sama Tarasasta Achijanme Janme Prabhu Jama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this Granthiraj Srimad Bhagavatam is none different from Krishna, but is Krishna in a different form. Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Mohoroho Rishikabhu Vibhavuka. This is a form of Krishna in the form of liquid nectar. And pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam. We're encouraging everyone, in the language of my Guru Maharaj, he used to say, come, drink, dance, and dine. He would say, we'll make a sign out front. Come, drink, dance, and dine. Drink the Srimad Bhagavatam. Pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam. Mohuraho rashika bhuvi bhavuka. And it's appreciated by persons who are both rashik and bhavuk. Srila Sanatana Goswami describes in his prayers of Sanatana Goswami, Asadu saduta dhyan ati nichotata kara hanamun chankadachin mam premna ritkantayospara. O Srimad Bhagavatam, you're the bestower, saduta dhyan, asadu saduta dhyan. You give saintliness to those persons who are unsaintly. Who are demoniac. Asadhu, those persons who are asadhu, sadhu to dhyan. He makes them into sadhus just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Ati nikshochata khara. He's the uplifter of the fallen. Anamunchaka dachin mam. He prays, my dear Srimad Bhagavatam, please never leave me. Premna ritkandayaspara. Please, along with pure love of Krishna, make yourself manifested in my throat, in my heart. This is Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam. So we'll come to the day's text. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 7, Indra offends Brihaspati. Text number 23. Magavan Vishata Pashya. Prakshinan Guvatikramat. Sambratyupit Pachitan Bhuyaha Kavyam Araja Bhaktitaha Adadiran Ilayanam Mamapi Brigudevataha Bhagavan Vishata Pashya Prakshinan Gurvati Kramat Sampratyupachitan Bhuyaha Kavyam Arajya Bhaktitaha Adadiran Nilayanam Mamapi Bhrigudevataha. Please repeat. Magavan. O Indra. Dvishataha. Your enemies. Pashya. Just see. Prakshinan. Being very weak formally. Guru Atikramat. Because of disrespecting their guru, Shukracharya. Samprati, at the present moment, Upachitan, powerful, Buyaha, again, Kavyam, their spiritual master, Shukracharya, Aradya, worshipping, Bhaktitaha, with great devotion, Adadiran, may take away Nilayanam, the abode Satyalok, Mama, my, Upi, even Brigudevataha, who are now strong devotees of Shukracharya, the disciple of Bhrigu. Translation, O Indra, your enemies, the demons, were extremely weak because of their disrespect towards Shukracharya. But since they have now worshipped Shukracharya with great devotion, they have again become powerful. By their devotion to Shukracharya, they have increased their strength so much that now they are even able to easily seize my abode from me. Please repeat, O Indra, your enemies, the demons, were extremely weak because of their disrespect towards Shukracharya. But since they have now worshipped Shukracharya with great devotion, they have again become powerful. By their devotion to Shukracharya, they have increased their strength so much that now They are even able to easily seize my abode from me. Amazing. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Brahma wanted to point out to the demigods that by the strength of the Guru, one can become most powerful within this world. And by the displeasure of the Guru, one can lose everything. This is confirmed by the song of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado yasya prasadan nagati kutopi. Quote, by the mercy of the spiritual master, one is benedicted by the mercy of Krishna. Without the grace of the spiritual master, one cannot make any advancement. End of quote. Although the demons are insignificant in comparison to Lord Brahma, because of the strength of their guru, they were so powerful that they could even seize Brahmalok from Lord Brahma. We therefore pray to the spiritual master. Mukam kadodivacha lung bhangum langayate girim yet kripa tamaham vande shigurum dinataranam. By the mercy of Guru, even a dumb man can become the greatest orator, and even a lame man can cross mountains. As advised by Lord Brahma, one should remember this Shastric injunction if one desires success in his life. Gurave Gurachandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Pancha Kalpataru Vishcha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vedadha Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is a very interesting verse and purport, and I'm feeling very blessed and happy to get the benediction to be here with all of you, because we don't realize how fortunate we are to be able to speak something, repeat something, and hear something on Srimad Bhagavatam, as one of my teachers would often say, in the association with pure devotees. You may protest, I'm not a pure devotee. But we can see by your behavior. There's so many people in Punjabi Bagh, so many people in Delhi, so many people in India, so many people in the world today. But how many people will come here to hear Srimad Bhagavatam? It's a very special kind of association. They're pure devotees because they're not interested in hearing so many other topics. So this verse and purport are very interesting. We're hearing something of how Adadiran Ilayanam Mamapi Brigudevataha. How these demons have become so powerful that now they can defeat even Lord Brahma. How did the demons become so powerful? Because they worshipped their guru Shukracharya and they pleased him. Oh, Shukracharya is such a great personality? Yes? What do you think? Do you want to accept Shukracharya as your guru? He's Shukracharya. He comes in a seminal line. And Bali Maharaj is very famous in connection with Shukracharya. Because he rejected Shukracharya. And because that he rejected him, he's considered to be a Mahajan. A great personality, because he rejected Shukracharya. But here in this verse, we're hearing that the demons, they became so powerful by worshipping Shukracharya. Those people who are Bahirmukh Janas, were avarohapanti. They're trying to understand something from the bottom going up. They can't understand the nature of this verse and purport, because they try to understand everything with their panchagyan indriya, with their material senses. And they say, oh, we have to accept a pure devotee as guru. Well, who is that person? Srila Prabhupada? Was there anyone else? No, there's no one else. They'll say like that. On what strength can you say that? Oh, because I know. I can see. One such arohapanti once told me, there are no pure devotees in ISKCON. He said, none of the sannyasis chant 16 rounds. He told me that. He said, I know. Because I was a sannyasi previously, and I never chanted my rounds. He was a great arohapanti. And I told him, please forgive me. I said, but I don't agree with you. I know at least one person who's pure. He said, yeah, who? I said, you. He took two steps backwards. He thought I was going to do some judo. I said, what do you mean by that? And I said, well, if you can say that there is no one pure, then you must be on such a high platform that you can see, you can tell us this. So, such persons can't understand this verse and purport today. Because they'll say, how can the demons become so powerful to defeat Lord Brahma? And by worshipping Shukracharya, Shukracharya is not a devotee. He's something of a devotee. That's an interesting point. He does some worship of Lord Vishnu, but he does it in a very mixed way. So much so that when the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vamanadev, came to bless Bali and requested, please give me some charity. Yes, I'm a big king. What do you want? You're a young man. Would you like a wife? How many wives would you like? I can give you 1,000 beautiful girls. No, no, no. I'm a brahmachari. Life is more peaceful like this. I don't want so many things. What do you want then? I'll give you some real estate. You want some shopping centers? I'll give you... What would you like? And Vamanadev told him that those people who try to acquire more and more things, they're never peaceful, never happy. Just give me enough space, I can make 3 steps. Are Baba, you're coming to me. I'm a big man. If you come to me, you should never have to come to anyone else again. What is this, 3 steps? No, 3 steps are sufficient. Okay? So we know the first step, he covered the whole earth. The second step, he covered the whole universe. And he said, you cheated me. You promised 3 steps. Now everything is finished. Okay, one more step I'll give you. Put on my head. So he gave his mercy to Bali. But prior to that, Shukracharya was telling him, hey Baba, don't give to him. Don't promise to him. He's a chore. Chora gaganya. He's a supreme chore, supreme thief. And if you give him something, he'll take everything you have. And Shukracharya was worried, because if he gives to Vamanadev, then where's going to be my guru Dakshina? Bali's not going to have anything. So he had some vested interest. He wasn't a qualified person. But here in this verse, we're hearing that the demons, they got so powerful by worshipping him. We should understand there's a principle. The principle is a principle of guru. Guru kripa hi kevalam. All that's required is guru kripa. And avidyova, savidyova, guru eva janardana. Your guru may be big, he may be small, he may be ugly. But guru eva janardana. You should see him as Bhagavan. He may be avidyo, not knowing things. Savidyo, knowing so much shastra. But Sanatana Goswami in Hari Bhakti Vilas, he gives this verse, guru eva janardana. Margosto vyapya margosto. He may not know the proper path. Shukracharya, didn't know the proper path. But Guru Eva Param Gati, your Gurudev is your everything. This is a principle. Krishna is pleased by those persons who worship their Guru. We should understand deeply this principle and follow it. Krishna, he tells Sandapani Muni, tells Sudama Vipra, Naham Ija Prajadi Bhyam Tapasope Samenava Tushyam Sarvabhutatma Guru Shushrashayayata. I'm not so pleased by people who take sannyas. I don't really care so much about that. Ravan took sannyas. Indra took sannyas. But they were kapati sannyasis, cheating sannyasis. Krishna says, I'm not so pleased just when someone takes sannyas, even they're doing it in the right way. I'm not so pleased just by the principles of brahmacharya. Someone's a brahmachari. I don't care about that. Krishna's not impressed by your costume. That, oh, if I put on this color, if I carry a stick, then I'll get Krishna's mercy. It's not so cheap, Baba. I'm not impressed by grihastha dharma. Some people say, oh, I'm a very pakka grihastha. Kali Yuga, very difficult. I'm maintaining my wife and my family, very nice. We have a big house made out of solid gold. And very a fleet of nice cars. Krishna doesn't care for that. He says, I don't care about someone who's living like a tapasi, a vairagi renunciate. Guru shushushayayata. I look to see someone who's serving their guru. Srila Prabhupada speaks about this principle. This is an all-important principle. Prabhupada, in teachings of Lord Kapiladev, he says, we have to render service to a guru and surrender ourselves. It's not that anyone should accept, that one should accept just any person as guru. That's not guru. And you're not a disciple if you do that. You're a kapata sishya, a cheating disciple. If you say, well, anyway, my guru doesn't have to be liberated, you're a bogus disciple. What kind of disciple are you? Disciple means someone who is sincere and who sees my Gurudev is none different from Krishna. Acharya mam vijanayan namam nanita karichit. That's a disciple. If you don't see your guru like that, then you're not really a proper disciple. Prabhupada says, the guru must be the representative of Krishna. Then one can surrender oneself. Surrender means that one will accept whatever the guru says. It's not that one can think, I don't care for my guru's order. Still I'm a disciple. No. You're not a disciple. Sishya is one who accepts sasan, discipline, and the order of the guru is his everything. Acharjera mataje se matasar. That order of guru is the essence of your spiritual life. That's your qualification as a disciple, that you have firm faith in the order of your guru. Prabhupada says, it is not that one thinks, I don't care for my guru's order, still I'm a disciple. That is not actually accepting a guru, Prabhupada says. That's not actually accepting a guru. Of course, it has become a fashion to accept a guru in this way, but this will not help anyone. Sometimes people become discouraged about our society. We're a preaching society. And we're trying to reach out to everyone in this world. Even to the drug addicts and the prostitutes and the criminals and dacoits. And some of them join. And some of them even become leaders. And some of them might even sometimes become gurus. You can't complain I got this guru, I got that guru, any more than I can complain that I got this wife. I chose her. I accepted her. We have a responsibility to ourselves to accept guru. But that responsibility should not just be some institutional consideration or some external thing. That is the core of our heart. It's our life. Our guru is our everything. Guru Mata, Guru Pita, Guru Hanupati. He's our father, our mother, our everything. We spoke about this a few days ago and how that is. So, to have a relationship with guru means a disciple must be crying in the heart. And if someone gets the mercy of guru, they can get everything. Because guru kripa hi kevalam, mukam karori vachalam, pangum langayate gadam, yakripa tamaham bande shigurum dinataram. Prabhupada quotes this verse in the purport. By the mercy of guru, anything can happen. Durgata gatana vidatri. Even the impossible becomes possible by the mercy of Gurudev. Indra was such a big person, but he lost his position. He fell down because he offended his guru, Brihaspati. The demons, what qualification did they have? They were addicted to all sinful activities and very selfish, demoniac, against Krishna. But they became so powerful that they could defeat even Lord Brahma because of the faith in their guru, because they pleased their guru, Shukracharya, who wasn't even such a qualified person. This is the principle of Guru Tattva. We should please guru as our life and soul. And by His mercy, mukam karoti vachalam, a mukha, a person who can't speak, will become a great vachak, a great speaker, the Bhagavatam. Pangum langayate giriam, someone who's lame, who can't walk, they'll climb Mount Everest, no problem. Yet kripatamaham vande shigurum dinataranam. This is the mercy of Sri Guru. We offer our pranams to that. Who is Gurudev? He's Krishna Kripa Srimurti. He's the embodiment of Krishna's mercy. If Krishna's mercy manifests a form, that form is Sri Guru. What is the meaning of Sri Guru, Sadguru? Two meanings are there. He's Sarup Shakti, Krishna Pushta Parikar. He's Sarup Shakti, the internal energy of the Lord. He's Krishna Parikar. And he's Pushta Parikar. He's endowed with this strength. That's Guru. Guru can be anyone. It's not just someone who directly descends from the spiritual world, but anyone that Krishna decides to speak through. Well, how will we know? You can't understand Guru just by some votes. Vox populi is not necessarily vox dei. In fact, you may be cheated. So many people may say such and such girl is very good, so you should marry her. Well, why did so many people like her? Well, better we don't ask that question. So she may not be qualified just because everyone likes her. So many people liked Adolf Hitler. So many people liked Genghis Khan. And so many demoniac persons in the history of the world. That's not guru. Guru is that person who speaks to me on behalf of Krishna. And I know that in my heart. And that person who has solid faith in that, they can do anything. My Gurudev, he sometimes would tell the story of Vishwamitra and Vishishta Muni. They were having some quarrel. Who was the greatest rishi? Who was more powerful, Vishwamitra or Vishishta? They couldn't decide. So finally, they agreed, we'll go to Ananta Sesh and ask Ananta Sesh, because he's very wise. He has unlimited heads. He knows tattva. So they went to Ananta Sesh. Please tell us, who is more powerful, Vishishta or Vishwamitra? Ananta Sesh had a difficult situation. He says, one, the other will become disappointed. He's very intelligent. He said, well, it's a little hard for me to tell. I have a little bit of a headache today. You see, I have this problem. I'm holding all the universes on my heads. And it's a great burden. If you have so many things on your head, you can't think very clearly. Now, if one of you could just take these universes off of my head, just for 1 minute, and hold them up, then I'll be able to think clearly, and I can answer your question. So Vishwamitra said, yes, I can do that. I have so much Brahma Tejas. You put the universes on my head. So Nantasay said, yes. So he put those universes on the head of Vishwamitra Muni, and all of a sudden all the three worlds started shaking. And Vishwamitra Muni, I can't do this. So Nantasay took it back. And he said, Vasishta, can you do? And Vasishta Muni said, no, I can't. I don't have the strength to that. He said, but you can give this to me by the mercy of my Gurudev, by whatever service I've done for my Gurudev, by whatever sadhu sangha I've done, I'll try to hold this up. And Anantasesh gave Vasishta all the universes, and everything was very peaceful. Vasishta Muni was holding him on his head. So then Vishwamitra Muni said, so, tell us, come on, which one of us is more powerful? Anantasay said, Are Baba, you can't see? Vasishta Muni, by his Guru Seva, by his Sadhu Sangha, he's more powerful. This is the principle. Guru Kripa, hi kevalam. I wanted to tell all of you a nice story today. The story is from a book we translated some section of. This book is called Prema Vilas. And this book was written by a devotee named Nityananda Das. He was a disciple of Janava Mata, the wife of Lord Nityananda. Previously his name was Balaram. And Janava Mata gave him initiation and gave him the name Nityananda Das. And she told him the story of Narottam, Srinivas, and Shyamananda, and told him that you should write this in a book. So he did. And that book became very dear to all the devotees by the name of Prema Vilas. In the 18th chapter of that book, he tells a story about one caste Brahmin. That caste Brahmin, his name was Raghavendra Roy, and he was the ruler of Gadirhat. Raghavendra Roy had two sons named Santosh and Chanda Roy. This Chanda Roy was a very powerful person. He was very expert and skilled in all kinds of weapons, but he was a very wicked, evil person. When people would just hear his name, they would become frightened. Don't say that name. Such a very terrible person. He was a zamindar of a fort called Rajmahal. He was a city magistrate. He had 5,000 horses and infantry under his command. He was a great devotee of Durga. He was a Shakta. And he used to sacrifice thousands and thousands of animals for the pleasure of Durga. And he was a gunda, a dacoit. His favorite pastimes were going and robbing and killing other people. He also liked women very much. And he liked to seduce all the wives of other men and their daughters. And this way he contaminated so many innocent women. He'd done so many sinful activities. On one occasion, Chitragupta came to Yamaraj. Boss, I have a problem. What's wrong? I have writer's cramp. You know, when you're writing so much, nobody has this problem today. We have some different problem. We have computer cramp. But it used to be, if you're writing something with a pen for a long time, you get some pain. So Chitragupta said, I have that problem. How? He's Chitragupta. He's empowered. He said it's his Santosh Roy and his Chanda Roy. Previously, there were two brothers. Their names were Jagai and Madai. And they did so many bad things. We couldn't calculate the limit of their sins. But these two brothers, Santosh and Chanda Roy, they've surpassed even Jagai and Madai. And I'm getting some writer's cramp. I can't keep up with all. I have a whole legion. I have thousands of scribes working for me, and all of them writing together day and night, they can't keep track of all the sinful activities that Santosh and Chanda Roy have done. So what should we do about them? And Yamaraj said, Diri. You just be peaceful. Leave them where they are for now. Shortly after that, one Brahma Rakshasa ghost entered into the body of Chanda Roy. This is what happens to very, very sinful people. Some ghost, some boot may enter into your body. And Chanda Roy lost all of his strength. He was dying. His father, Raghavendra Roy, became very upset. He had so much love for his son. He called for all the best doctors. But no one could help him. Finally, they called for one great astrologer. And this astrologer made his calculations, and he told them, a very powerful Brahma Rakshasa ghost has entered the body of your son, and he's not going to leave the son. There's nothing that I can do. According to my calculation, there's nothing anyone can do to save him. But according to my calculation, there's one great sadhu who lives not so far from here, in the village known as Kituri Gram. And he's the son of the Zamindar there. And his name is Narottam Das Thakur. If this Narottam Das comes, he can drive away this ghost. No one else has the ability to do it. So the father, Raghavendra Roy, immediately he wrote a letter praying to Narottam, you please come and save my son. And he sent that letter with a horseman. And that man went to Kituri Gram. He met with the family secretary and gave him that letter. And when that secretary read the letter, you want our Narottam to go to associate with this Chanda? He tore the letter to pieces and threw it away. He wouldn't even consider it. Messenger came back and told Raghavendra Roy what happened. And Raghavendra Roy began to pray and cry to Durga, who she was her family deity. Please, Durga Ma, please save my son. Other than you, no one can save my son. That night, Chanda Roy had a dream. And one very old Brahmani, old lady, came to see him. That lady was actually Durga. And she was very angry. She began to chastise him. Badmas. There's no sinful activity that you haven't done. I'm not pleased with your so-called worship. You've never worshipped Krishna. Krishna's my Ishtadev. And those persons who worship me but they don't worship Krishna, they don't get any mercy from me at all. You are so bad. Even Chitragupta, he's having a hard time keeping track of all your sinful activities. You should follow the astrologer's order and take shelter of Narottam Das Thakur. Unless you take shelter of Narottam Das Thakur, there's no help for you. No hope. That morning, when Chanda Roy woke, he told his father about the dream and said, Father, please, send someone again. This time send two Brahmins. Gentle Brahmins. With another letter to Narottam. And this time give the letter directly to Narottam and beg him to please be merciful to me. Those Brahmins arrived there in Kituri Gram. And they gave the letter directly to Narottam. Narottam, he opened up that letter. He was looking at it. very difficult Sankirtan assignment. So he said, he asked his dear friend, Ramachandra Kaviraj, Ramachandra Sangamagi, Narottama Das, Ramachandra, what should we do? These persons are very, very bad. I have no strength. Narottama was thinking like that of himself. Ramachandra Kaviraj Goswami told him, this is very delicate, but my dear Narottama, you are the embodiment of prema. And you do as you like. The future of this boy lies in your hands. So suddenly at that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there in that place and told Narottama to go and deliver Chanda and Santosh Roy. So Narottama, he arrived there in that village. When everyone in the village heard that Narottama was coming there, they became very ecstatic. And they took so many banana trees and put them on the streets. They put bowls of yogurt. They sprinkled haldi and different things in the street. And everyone was standing with folded hands to greet him when he arrived there. They washed the feet of Narottam Das Thakur, and Raghavendra Roy fell at his feet and began crying, please save my son. And Narottam told him, you take me to him. When Narottam Das Thakur entered into the room where Chandra Roy was staying, suddenly the ghost, that Brahma Rakshasa, in the body of Chandra Roy, began to shout and began to cry, because of my evil, sinful activities, I have become a Brahma Rakshasa ghost, and I've been living in the body of this person for so long. But now, Tom, you've come. Please save me. Let me take birth as your servant. And Narottam told him, ha! Now, you leave the body of this Chandra Roy now and go somewhere else. And immediately, that ghost left the body of Chandra Roy. And everyone there was very, very amazed. Chandra Roy and his brother Santosh. And they fell at the feet of Narottam and they began to cry. They came to him as proper disciples. How does a proper disciple approach their guru? Sometimes we see today, some people, they approach the guru or go to Mahaniti Maharaj and say, Maharaj, please, you should accept me as your disciple. You know, I'm very qualified. I come from a very high-class Brahmin family. I have very big education. I'm very handsome, also very humble. And I'm very, very rich. So, if you accept me as your disciple, I'll give you so much money. I'm a very qualified disciple. That's not what Chandra Roy did, Santosh Roy. That's not the mood of a disciple. Sanatana Goswami taught us the mood of a disciple. He approached Mahaprabhu and said, Kayami, I don't know who I am. I don't know anything. I'm such a fool. They approached Chandra Roy and Santosh Roy. They approached Narottama. They began to cry. And they started telling him about all the different terrible things they had done. All the different people they had murdered and robbed. And all the women that they had exploited and contaminated. And all the terrible, terrible, sinful things they did. There was no pretense. There was no show. This is how we should approach Guru and Krishna. And it's for this reason, one reason, that Krishna performs his Vastraharna Leela. He steals the clothes of the gopis to teach us that if we want to approach Guru and Krishna, we should come before them naked. Not with some cloth on, not with some pretense. Maharaj, I'm a very good person. I'm this, I'm that. We should come naked before Guru and Krishna and reveal our heart. And if we approach Guru in that way, then a genuine relationship begins. You may have a bona fide guru. You may have a bona fide disciple. But it's not enough. We have to reveal our heart. We have to surrender ourselves to guru. Otherwise, just getting initiation, as we spoke of a few days ago, konfunka guru, someone who spits in your ear, it's not enough. Guru is Sevaka Bhagavan, the servant Bhagavan. He himself is serving Bhagavan, and he himself is the venue, the via medium to serve Bhagavan. So Narottam told them, you go take bath, and you come dressed in new cloth. And then Narottam Das Thakur gave them the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he said to Chanda Roy, now your name is Krishna Das. He gave them Harinam. And then sometime later, Prema Vilas says, he gave them Diksha Mantra, Radha Krishna Mantra. This is interesting. Because sometimes some people say your Harinam initiation in ISKCON, it's not bona fide. That Gayatri is a real initiation. But we see Narottam Das Thakur, he was doing like this. First he was giving him Nam initiation. And then when they became qualified later, he would give them Diksha or Gayatri Mantra. So he did like that. And then Narottam, he returned to Keturi Gram. And Chanda Roy and Santosh Roy, they began doing Harinam and Sankirtan every day, Harikatha, coming and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. This is how we develop bhakti, by coming together with devotees. Paraspara anukatanam pavanam bhagavadya saha. The 11th canto of the Bhagavatam says we should learn how to associate with devotees by coming together and hearing Krishna katha. This is how we'll get bhakti. Bhakti stu, bhagavad bhakta, sangena parijayate. In the sangha, in the association with devotees. What is that sangha? What is that bhakta sangha? It means hearing Krishna katha, doing Krishna kirtan together. It doesn't mean coming together. Did you hear what this one did? You know, that sannyasi fell down. Very, very bad. I read this thing on the internet. That's not sadhu sangha. And you won't get Krishna bhakti. You'll get something else. Something which smells very bad. So Chanda Roy began to serve his Gurudev by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam and doing kirtan. He went to Keturi Gram and was hearing from him. And then he asked permission. Now please, may I go back home? And before he left, he gave some money and gifts to Narottam. And Narottam Das Thakur told him that you should know that Krishna Pada Padma Satya Arasava Bhritya, that the lotus feet of Krishna are Satya, real truth, and everything else is just illusion. So, in this way, Chanda Roy went back to his village. One day, he went for taking bath in the Ganga. Chanda Roy is a big man. He went there with hundreds of horsemen and 400 companions. And there was one Pathan king, one Muslim king, who had one spy there. And he saw this and he came and reported to that Muslim king. And that Muslim king sent an army and he captured Chanda Roy. And he ordered, don't beat him, but put him in prison. And don't give him any food. Chanda Roy thought, this is the result of my sinful acts. I've offended so many people. He didn't complain. He didn't tell them, hey, don't you know who I am? My name's Krishna Das now. I'm a disciple of Narottam Das Thakur. I'm a big devotee. Don't treat me like this. I don't deserve this. He didn't complain. He thought, no, this is very good. This is exactly what I deserve. I don't deserve any mercy. I deserve to be beaten. I deserve to be put in prison. I deserve worse than what I've gotten. This is when bhakti begins. Tatenu kampam susamikshamano bunjana hidatma kitam supakam. Rigvagva pubirvidadannamiste jiveta yomukti pade sadaya bhak. Our bhakti begins when we begin to accept and we don't complain. I deserve this. So he accepted. When Raghavendra Roy, his father, heard what had happened, he became very distressed. And he issued a proclamation that anyone who can free my son from the prison of this Muslim ruler, I'll give him a big, big reward. But no one was able to do it. That prison was so strong. Finally, one tantric came. And he said, Maharaj, I can free your son from this prison. So this tantric knew many secrets. And he knew about a secret tunnel that went to that prison. But that secret tunnel was very dangerous. There were many cobras in it, and scorpions, and different. But that tantric, he knew some mantra. He had some mantra siddhi. So he was going through that secret tunnel, chanting his mantra, and the snakes didn't bother him, and the scorpions. So then suddenly, he pushed some stone aside, and he came into the room where Chanda Roy, Krishnadas, was imprisoned. Chanda Roy was astonished. Baba, how did you get here? Your father sent me to you. How is it possible that you came here? I know some mantra. And if you follow me, I'll give you one mantra to Goddess Durga. And if you chant this mantra, then we'll be able to go through this tunnel very safely. But when Chanda Roy, who's now Krishnadas, heard the words of that tantric, he shook his head no. And he said the following. I'll sing this and you can chant Hare Krishna in response. Thakura Mahasaya Paradila Mora Mate Tino Prabhu Mui Bhritcha Kahi Lama Tote Hare Krishna. Kripa Kuri Radha Krishna Mantra Dila Kane Anya Mantra Shuni Vadik Rahu Kaji Bane Hare Krishna. Thakur Mahasaya Paradila Moramate. I can't accept your mantra because my Gurudev, who's my Thakur, my God, Acharya Mam Vijanayan Navamanyeta Karichit, that I worship the same as Krishna. Thakur Mahasaya Paradila Moramate. That Thakur Mahasaya, Narottam Das Thakur, he put his feet on my head. He gave me the nectar. Kripa Kori Radha Krishna Mantra Dilakani. In thy ear, he gave me Radha Krishna Mantra. Anya Mantra Shinave Dik Rahuka Jivani. To hell with any other mantra. I won't accept it. There's so many mantras you can chant. You can chant some Chandra Mantra. Maybe you have some problem. Maybe you have some problem with Rahu. So you chant some Rahu Mantra. And that problem will go away. You may do like that. But Krishnadas, Chanda Roy said, no, I'd rather die here in prison. My life and soul is Narottam. And he gave me this mantra. How can I accept any other mantra other than what he gave me? This is Sishya Abhiman. Haridas Thakur. They called him before the Chankazi. What are you doing? You were born in a good family. Very nice Muslim family. What are you taking to this Hindu Dharma? My dear brother, the Chankazi said, I want to forgive you. We'll forget all about it. Just stop chanting Hare Krishna. Haridas said, what can I do? I can't stop. And Shankarji told him, if you don't stop, we're going to cut your body into thousands of pieces. And Haridas Thakur replied to him, Kanda Kanda Hai Deha Jaya Jari Pran Tabu Ami Vadane Na Chari Hari Nam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Haridas Thakur hung his head. Said, you can cut my body into thousands of pieces, and each and every piece of my body will continue to chant. I'll never give up Krishna's name. This is a bona fide disciple. The Ananda Samhita says, Utsri Jaitan Mahamandram Ye Twanyat Kalpitam Badam Mahanameti Gayanti Te Shashtagu Langanaha. In this age of Kali, especially, if someone gives up the Maha Mantra of 16 words and 32 syllables and chants some other mantra, even that mantra may be made up of names of the Lord, that person is an offender to Shastra and Guru. So this holy name, this is our everything. And Chandra Roy, Krishna Das, he told him, I'm not going anywhere. I'll stay here. Whatever my Gurudev wants, my Gurudev gave me this place. We have a new book. So I was hoping it would come out. It's coming out in a few days. When good fortune arises. And it's a story, something about our revered spiritual master. Prabhupada sent Gaurivinoda Maharaj to Bhubaneswar because some property had been donated. But when he arrived there, he found it was very difficult because no rickshaw wala would agree to take them to that property because it was in the middle of a jungle. There were wild elephants there. Still, there are wild elephants just a few kilometers away. They have one elephant reserve. But it was very dangerous. There were cobras and gundas, dacoits. And people, to this day, they still worship one tree there. They say there's a ghost in that tree. People were very afraid to go to that place. But he said, no, my Guru Maharaj gave me this. And he went there. There was nowhere for him to stay there. At that time, they were building National Highway number 5. And the road workers had some tent they were staying in. And he approached them. I'm a sannyasi. I have no place. Can I stay in your tent? Yes, Maharaj. Road workers in India, they don't chant their rounds every day or get up for Mangal Artik. They're not very sattvic people. You know better than me. They're doing all kind of nasty things, and the kind of language they use is very bad, and they're smoking and drinking. And he was staying there in that tent with them. One local person saw this and he said, Maharaj, how you can stay in the tent with these very low-class people? And Gaurivinoda Maharaj told him, no, this is very good. Srila Prabhupada gave me this place to stay. This is a very good place. Let me stay here. This is a mood of a disciple. Chandra Roy was in the prison of that Muslim ruler. He said, very good. My Gurudev gave me this place. This is a very nice place. When I'm back in my village, everyone is coming to me with so many problems and there's so much politics and this thing and that thing. But here in this place, no one's here to bother me. I can do my Nam Bhajan. I can chant very nicely. Tell my father, don't be sorry. He told us that tantric. My only lamentation is that I can't serve the lotus feet of my Gurudev. And he began to cry. And that way, Chandra Roy stayed there in that prison. And he was remembering the songs of his Gurudev. And just singing those songs and chanting the holy names. Radha Krishna Pranamora Jugala Kishora Radha Krishna pranamora jugala kishora radha krishna pranamora jugala kishora pranamora jugala kishora jivane marane gati Jivane marane gati aranahi mora Jivane marane gati aranahi mora Marane gati aranahi mora Radha Krishna pranamor jugala kishor. Ah, he was remembering like this. My life and soul. Shri Shri Radhika Raman. I don't have to have food in this prison. I'll just remember them. Jivane marane gati aranahi mor. I have no other gati, no other goal than their lotus feet in life or in death, here in prison or outside. I don't care. Radha and Krishna are my everything. He was thinking like this. And he was chanting the holy names there in that prison and crying. And in his mind, he was massaging the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna and putting chandan on their bodies. And he was praying to Lalita and Vishakha and Champakalatika and all the different gopis, please let me serve. He was praying to Rupa Manjari, Labanga Manjari, Guna Manjari, and others. Please let me serve my Gurudev. Let me serve my Guru. After some days, that Nawab, that Muslim ruler, became angry. And he came to visit Chandaroy, asking him, Badmas, I locked you up here in this prison. For so many days you've been here. Why aren't you offering me a bribe? This is still the position today in India, isn't it? Yeah, people wanting some money like that. Can't you see? You're going to die. You should offer me some bribe. And Chandaroy, Krishnadas, said, Maharaj, I don't have anything. All that I have is the lotus feet of my Gurudev and this holy name which he's given me. You please chant also. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. That Nawab became very... Now this is too much. You want me to become a Hare Krishna also? I'll have you killed. So he ordered that one drunken mad elephant be brought. And they bound up with ropes the hands and feet of Chandaroy. And they brought him into a square in the city. And hundreds of people came to watch Chandaroy being murdered, being killed by that elephant. And Chandaroy was standing there, and that elephant was running at him. And Chandaroy just stood, and he was just thinking the lotus feet of his Gurudev, Narottam Das Thakur, standing there and chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That elephant grabbed him and picked him up and threw him on the ground. And again the elephant grabbed him and picked him up and threw him a second time. And the second time the ropes broke on Chandaroy's body. Chandaroy had been living for weeks in that prison with no food. And this elephant had just picked him up and thrown him on the ground twice. But Chandaroy stood up, and thinking of the lotus feet of his Gurudev, he turned and faced that elephant by himself. And that elephant began to roar and began rushing at him to crush him to death. And suddenly Chandaroy did a very amazing thing. He grabbed the trunk of that elephant. He ripped the trunk of the elephant off of the elephant's body. And that elephant screamed its last cry and fell over dead. And everyone was shocked. My God. That Nawab was very impressed. This is how materialistic people become impressed when they see some physical strength. They don't appreciate your kirtan, Baba. They want to see some muscles, huh? That Nawab took him and sat him down. My God, such a powerful person you are. You killed that elephant. Very powerful elephant. He could kill so many men. By yourself, with your bare hands, you killed that elephant. Krishna Das, the former Chandra Roy, hung his head and said, I didn't do anything. My Gurudev, he did. My Gurudev, he gave me this potency. I have no strength of my own. It is only by the mercy of my Guru. And then Chandra Roy told that Nawab the whole story about how he was there in prison, how the tantric came. But he wouldn't accept that Durga mantra. And how he'd only chant Krishna's name. When that Nawab heard that, his heart became changed. And he embraced Chandra Roy. And he ordered, hey, you bring a very first class horse. And he gave Chandra Roy, Krishna Das, that horse as a gift. Mukam karodi vacha lam pangum langayate girim vikripatam aham vande shigurum dinataranam. By the mercy of your Gurudev, you can do anything. By the mercy of Narottam Das Thakur, Chandra Roy, so weak in the prison, was able to kill that elephant with his bare hands. And then perhaps an even greater task was done by him. By repeating to that Nawab the glories of his own Gurudev, by speaking some little Krishna Katha, the heart of that Nawab became changed. An even more amazing feat than killing the elephant. This is the potency of Guru. You can do so many things. You can do anything by the mercy of Guru. So then, Chandra Roy, Krishna Das, was free. And the king, that Nawab, said, so now you can go home and see your father. Chandra Roy said, no. I have somewhere else I have to go first. And immediately he went to Katuri Gram to see his Gurudev. He said, you're my real father. You're my mother. Guru Mata, Guru Pita, Guru Hanupati. You're my husband. You're my master. You're my everything. And he sent a letter to his father. Father, I'm okay. Please come to Katuri Gram and bring some gifts for Gurudev. And when Raghavendra arrived there with Santosh, they came before Chandra Roy, my son, you're alive, it's okay. And he went to embrace him. And Chandra Roy said, Father, why did you send that tantric? Why did you do that? You didn't have faith in Gurudev? You didn't have faith in the Krishna mantra? Why are you sending that tantric to me to try to get me to chant this Durga mantra? Please forgive me, Father, but that was wrong. Raghavendra Roy held his head down. He was very ashamed standing before his son. And Narottam Das Thakur, he just smiled and laughed. And so they stayed there for 5 days. And then they went home. So, Guru Kripa Hi Kevalam. The order of our Gurudev is our everything. It's all that we have. And Guru, he gives us Krishna mantra. Guru gives us seva instructions. And those instructions, accha jira matta jay se matta sar, are our sar, are the life of the devotee. Our Gurudev is our everything. Whether your Guru is avidyuva, savidyuva, whether he's margosto, vyapya margosto, whether he knows or doesn't know, even if he's a demon, like Shukracharya, if you please your Guru, then everything will come. And the proof is in this verse in the Bhagavatam today. We'll sing some other verses from Prema Vilas. You can chant Hare Krishna in response. So speaking about the entanglement of material life and the importance of accepting Guru. Hena roga dura kore Krishna bhakta rupe Krishna nama dile hoye guru rasa rupe Hare Krishna So the entanglement in this material world is cured by Krishna in Krishna's form Krishna bhakti rupe when Krishna comes in the form of a devotee and then Krishna Haina Guru Sarupe, he comes in the form of Guru. And what does he do? Krishna Nama Dile. The same Krishna comes in the form of Guru and he gives you his own name, Krishna's name. He doesn't tell you to chant his name, Guru's name. He doesn't tell you to worship Guru. He tells you to worship Krishna. So, if someone wants that holy name, if they want that mercy from Guru, Hari Nama Sariba Guru Sange Taki Sada Vaishnavera Sange Loba Kori Basarvata Hare Krishna. To get that holy name, the devotee should always remain close to Guru. Guru Sange Taki Sada. Always be close to your guru. What does it mean? It doesn't mean that you sleep outside of his door and you annoy him. Prabhupada said the mosquito is very close to the king, right? The king's not appreciating the mosquito. We don't want to associate in that way. It means we become Anubhav. We become close to Gurudev in our heart. And if you always associate in that way, you'll get that holy name. And the second thing, Vaishnavera Sange Lobha, we should have greed to always have association with devotees. We have some little greed that we can always come here to Punjabi Bhag and get your association. It's a very valuable thing. Don't think it's just some institutional thing that we're doing. It's a very special thing to associate with devotees. Jani bina sishya mane kore dhirarati Nahi laki jaya jire sakala durmati Hare Krishna You should jani bina sishya mane kore dhirarati Understanding this process Chanting the holy name Serving the Vaishnavas You should have firm faith in it and be very firmly attached to executing it. Otherwise, nahila ki jai jivir shakala dharmati. Your wicked mentality won't go away. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Sare Divanisi Kona Juge Prabhu Kripa Paya Hina Vasi Hare Krishna After you take initiation, what should you do? Day and night. Sadi Diva Nishi. You should constantly chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And be very eagerly waiting. And your Gurudev will give mercy to you. When will he give that mercy? Adika Urkanta Hoy Guru Korina Karuna Ihase Bujita Pare Kona Kona Jana Hare Krishna Adika utkanta hoy. When he sees a disciple is very, very eager, very anxious, he's crying to Guru. Then Gurudev gives his mercy. Kona kona jana, iha se bujiti pari kona kona jana. Very few people understand this thing. We should have this attitude. Guru kripa hi kevalam. My Gurudev's mercy is everything. And he can give me everything if I simply have faith in Guru. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was once informed by some of his disciples about a great devotee, very famous bhakta. This man was crossing some railroad tracks and he stumbled and fell in front of the train. The train came and ran, cut off his legs. And that man just began to cry, Ram, Ram, Ram. And he was always taking the name of Lord Ram. And all the villagers became very impressed. He's a sadhu. Everyone was coming to him. Maharaj, a very special devotee. So some of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's disciples told their Gurudev, this devotee, very great devotee, Guru Maharaj, we should go and see him. Yes, sadhu is there, we must go and see him. So they went there. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta immediately could see, actually this man was not a genuine devotee. He was a prakriti bhakta, a materialistic person. And to expose him, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta asked him, how do you approach Lord Ram? He said, I chant Ram's name. Yes, that's good. But who do you go through? Do you go through Sugriv, or Jambavan, or Hanuman, or Sita, Lakshman? Huh? Who do you go through? No, no, no. Ram is my everything. I don't need anyone else. I go straight directly to Lord Ram. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, just see. He's a bogus person. Because Krishna, in the Adi Purana, he tells Arjun, Ye me bhakta jana partha, na me bhakta tate janaha. Those people who say they're my devotee, those ones, they go to Lloyd Bazaar and they buy a t-shirt. I love Krishna. Huh? Krishna says, they're not my devotee at all. Ye me bhakta jana partha, na me bhakta tate janaha. Mad bhaktanam cha ye bhaktas te me bhakta tamo mataha. But the devotee of my devotee, he's my real devotee. So Guru Kripa, he kevalam. The mercy of our Gurudev is our everything. The mercy of Guru can give everything to anyone. You may be a demon. And your Guru may not be so qualified. But if you please your Guru, the principle is there. Krishna becomes pleased. And Krishna will give you everything. So we'll stop there. It's a little late. I'm sorry for going so long. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gramdara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. I wanted to finish with one short story. I forgot. Please be patient with me. This is another good example. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave instruction to Rupa and Sanatana and the six Goswamis, go to Vrindavan, excavate the lost places of pilgrimage. Rupa Goswami one day was sitting on the bank of the Jamuna and was crying. Mahaprabhu, he's my guru. He told me to come here to find Govindaji, but I can't do it. I don't know where he is. And he's crying. He had this utkanta, this strong desire to please Mahaprabhu. He was crying. And suddenly, some cowherd boy came. Baba, why are you crying? I can't find Govindaji. My guru has given me this order, but I can't fulfill it. Baba, come with me. I'll show you something special. And he took him to a nearby hill called Gomatila. He said, every day, one Sarabi cow comes here and pours its milk down in this hole. Something special is here. You stay here and see. And so Rupa Goswami was staying and watching, and sure enough, later in the day, one very effulgent Sarabi cow came and stood in that exact place, and the milk spontaneously began to flow from its udders and went down into the ground. Rupa Goswami became ecstatic, and he ran to tell the villagers, come, come, Krishna's here. And the villagers ran there, and with their hands and with their shovels, they began to dig. And they found there in the earth the beautiful form of Govindaji. Shri Govindaji ki? Govindaji stayed in Vrindavan for so long, and then when the Muslims were attacking, he was shifted to the city of Jaipur. So yesterday we were there in Jaipur. There's a saying, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, Madhyena Samapayet. You should finish with something sweet. So we had some Govindaji prasadam. Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada ki, Srila Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada ki, Sri Govindaji ki, Samaveda Bhaktivinda ki, Gopremanande, Sri Govindaji Mahaprasada ki.